Hey, and welcome back to the Living Scent Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to helping you live like an everyday missionary right where you are, in your household, in your neighborhood, in your workplace, and your city. If this is your first time tuning in, if you're brand new to the podcast, I release a new episode on the first Wednesday of each month. So go ahead and subscribe if you haven't done so already. And I release these episodes with the goal of making the next 20 minutes of your time the most encouraging and practical 20 minutes of your month. Because I believe following Jesus shouldn't feel complicated, and living on mission, the thing that you're trying to do, starts right where you are. And today, we are talking about the biblical practice of hospitality. Hospitality, opening your literal home, your front door, to love and welcome and serve those around you. And so let's be real right up front. Christians are usually terrible at inviting people over. Okay, we talk this big game about loving our neighbors, but when it actually comes to opening our front doors, we suddenly turn into excuse-making machines. We say, oh man, my house isn't clean enough. I don't know what to cook, how to cook. I'm too busy. My schedule doesn't allow it. You know, what if it's awkward? What if they stay too long? You know, and I've got to pretend that I'm tired just so that they catch my cues and leave. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go there. Okay, I get it. We've all been there. But here is the problem. Hospitality is not optional. Jesus didn't say, love your neighbor when it's convenient. Love your neighbor when your house smells perfect and everything's tidy and picked up. No, he just said, love your neighbor. And so today we're going to break down why we are often so bad at this. And more importantly, we're going to talk about how to fix it. So let's get right into new content for today. Why are we so bad at hospitality? Why do Christians struggle so much with this habit? And I've got a couple theories I want to throw at you. First, I believe we overcomplicate hospitality. We make it too hard. You know, somewhere along the way, we got it into our heads that hospitality means throwing these perfect dinner parties. They have to have cloth napkins. You know, we've got to have the beautiful charcuterie boards. We got to have perfectly curated background music. The whole thing has to come together perfectly. Meanwhile, Jesus's idea of hospitality was simple. It was simple. He was like, hey, you got some bread, we got some fish, let's do this together. Let's eat together. I welcome you. It was simple. This is so, so interesting. Barna recently found that spiritually vibrant homes, the ones that they would classify as spiritually vibrant, they don't stress about perfection. They just invite people in. So, hospitality is not about impressing people. It's not about having the perfectly clean home. It's about making people feel welcome, period. Here's the second reason why I think Christians oftentimes struggle with hospitality. Number two, we say we don't have enough space. We'll say our house is too small, our gathering spaces aren't conducive for a large group, I don't know where we'll meet or what we'll do when we're in our tiny little space, it's too small. Here's something I want you to think about. This is crazy to me. Back in first century Palestine, homes looked a little bit different, but the average size home was basically the size of laundry rooms being built today. No joke. I mean, think about that for a second. To give you some perspective, okay, in 2013, so over 10 years ago, the average sized American home being built was between 2,400 and 2,600 square feet. What do you think it was in 1950? It was 983 square feet. All right, now let me blow your mind a little bit more. Roger Gehring, he wrote an awesome book called House, Church, and Mission. He said this, according to references in rabbinical texts, the dimensions of a living room in a typical house in the rural regions of Palestine at this time were about 5 meters square. That's basically the size of a laundry room if you've got a dedicated laundry room space in your home. So if the church in first century Palestine could show hospitality to other people, hear me on this, you can too. You can too. Hospitality is not so much about having room as it is about making room. Here's the third reason why a lot of people struggle with hospitality. Oftentimes, we think we are too busy. We think we're too busy. Oh, so you don't think you have enough time to invite people over, but if you're honest, you did have enough time to binge watch the entire Netflix series in the week over the weekend, right? That's interesting. Okay, here's what I want you to do. If you've ever said that before, I want you right now to just go ahead and hit pause on this episode. I want you to open up your smartphone and check your screen time on your phone. I'm going to do this right here as I'm talking. And as I do this, my average screen time per day is 3 hours and 9 minutes. 3 hours and 9 minutes. I don't know what yours is, but it's probably somewhere in that neighborhood. And look, if we're honest, our life is full. Your life is full. But here is the secret to hospitality, okay? Hospitality doesn't require extra time. It just requires extra intentionality. Here's what I mean by that. You're already going to be eating dinner, so just simply invite somebody to join you. You're already going to be watching the game, so just invite a few friends over to watch it with you. You're already going to be drinking coffee, maybe that second and third cup of coffee in the afternoon as well. So why don't you just do it with a friend? Why don't you invite a neighbor to join you over that cup of coffee? I referenced a study done by Barna recently on spiritually vibrant households. In that same study, they found that the most spiritually engaged families, they actually integrate hospitality into their normal routines. That means they don't treat it as an extra event. They just make it part of their rhythm. And you can do that too. And so here's what I want you to think about. Pick one thing you're already doing. You know, maybe that might be lunch after Sunday church, or maybe you've got a game night, or maybe you love to go out for coffee in the afternoon. Make that an open invitation for someone to join you this week. Here's another reason why we oftentimes make hospitality more difficult on ourselves. We want hospitality just without the mess. We want hospitality without the mess. And look, I get it. Okay. People are messy, and not just physically. I'm not just talking about physical mess. You know, if you've got kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They can destroy your perfect home in under 3 minutes, but people are also emotionally and spiritually messy as well. And hospitality, it gets us close to the mess, and it actually forces us to embrace the mess. But if you lean into this, I promise you, people will value that you let them in, and they will receive that as you opening your real life to them. I remember one time Lindsay and I, we were getting ready to redo our kitchen floors, and I had ripped up the floors. And so we were down to the slab at the time, and it was just concrete. It was kind of dirty looking. It certainly didn't look like a worthy kitchen that you would invite your friends and family to come over and look at. But we had a couple that we wanted to get to know, and we had invited them over. It was on the calendar, and we looked at the kitchen floor, and I remember asking Lindsay and saying, oh, do we still do it? This is kind of embarrassing. And she said, let's do it. Let's just invite them over. And so we did, and we had an amazing time. And guess what? They never once talked about the kitchen floor. We are still good friends with this couple. And they have brought up very, very recently, actually, about the fact that we invited them over even when our life wasn't perfect, even when our house wasn't perfect. And it made such an impression on them. And friends, you can do this as well. Hospitality means welcoming people when we don't have everything all together. It means opening up our lives when we don't actually feel like it all the time. It means making room for interruptions, making room for deep conversations, making room for real connection. Here's what I want you to think about. If we are only sharing our lives with other people when we feel excellent, when we feel perfect, then we're not actually sharing our real life with them. Okay, so let's do a quick review. Why do Christians struggle so much with hospitality? Number one, we often overcomplicate it. We make it too hard on ourselves. Number two, oftentimes we say that our house is too small, our gathering place is too small, we don't have enough room, we can't do this. Number three, we oftentimes think that we're too busy. And then number four, we want hospitality, but we want it without the mess. Okay, so let's shift gears here. How do we actually fix this? How do we actually get to the place where hospitality is not such a big lift? It's actually integrated into the everyday rhythms, the everyday fabric of our lives. I want to talk about just a couple things. Number one, let's lower the bar. Let's lower the bar. Seriously, let's stop overthinking it, okay? That same Barna study, they showed that the most relationally vibrant households, they don't have these elaborate meals. They just make space for other people to come into their life. So if Jesus fed people fish and bread, we don't have to feed other people steak and creme brulee. If you make a pot of coffee or open a bag of chips, you are qualified to host. I remember one time Lindsay and I were camping with a couple of friends, and we were just relaxing one afternoon, and we were talking about our upcoming small group, and we wanted to start doing something during our small group time that made it more familial, that would enhance the sense of community during that time. And one of my friends, he suggested that we start sharing a meal together. And we kicked around that idea for a little while. And then my other buddy chimed in, and basically he chimed in with a lot of objections. He said, you know, that would be expensive. That would take a lot of time. You know, I don't know if I could make that work every single week. And my other friend looked at him and he said, well, do you plan to eat dinner that night? And he kind of paused for a second and said, well, of course, you know, I plan to eat dinner every single night. And my buddy just looked at him and said, hey, well, why don't you just bring what you were planning to eat to small group and share it with people? So this week, let's start to lower the bar. Let's invite somebody over for something simple like coffee or takeout, or even to just hang out on your porch. Nothing fancy. Don't overcomplicate it. Let's just commit to doing it this week. Here's the second way that we can begin to turn the tide on this and fix this. Stop waiting for the right time. Stop waiting for the right time. There's never going to be a perfect time. Your house will never be spotless enough. You will never feel 100% ready. Remember, when you have people over into your home, it's not a house inspection. You are simply creating space where God can meet you along with these other people and do his transformative work that only he can do. So this week, I want you to pick a date right now. Seriously, open up your calendar app on your phone. Grab your hard copy calendar if you are still doing that. Text a friend, text a neighbor right now and invite them over. No disclaimers, no excuses. Don't wait for the right time. Let's just put it on the calendar and see what God does with it. Number three, make hospitality a habit, not a one-time thing. Make hospitality a habit, not a one-time thing. So Christian households that thrive spiritually, they have a regular rhythm of hospitality. So I want you to think through that. How can we make this a recurring thing? Maybe we introduce, you know, Tuesday taco night and anyone's welcome. Maybe it's Sunday coffee and prayer. It's an open invite to your friends and family and neighbors. Maybe you leverage something once a month. Maybe you leverage a rhythm in your neighborhood or in your workplace if you can do that. The goal isn't a one-time invite. It's an ongoing open door where people know they can just show up, they will be welcome, and they will be received by you and your family. So try hosting one person or one family per month and try to make it a habit beginning now. So very, very simply, how do we start fixing this? How do we start turning the tide and making hospitality something that is more life-giving and sustainable in our everyday lives? A quick review. Number one, lower the bar. We got to stop overthinking it. We're going to lower the bar. Number two, we're not going to wait for the right time because the right time is never going to come. We're just going to choose the time that we have right now. And then number three, we're going to make hospitality a habit. It's a habit. It's an ongoing, recurring habit in our life. It's not a one-time thing. So let's wrap the episode up by remembering why hospitality matters so much, not just practically, but biblically. The scriptures say we are to offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. It also says, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some have entertained angels. And then finally, here's another verse. It says, love your neighbor as yourself. You see, hospitality is not just some side hobby for a select few extroverts, people that love to do it just naturally. It is part of the everyday obedience of following Jesus. And here's what's so beautiful about that. You don't have to have a big house. You don't have to serve the perfect gourmet meal. And you don't even have to clean the entire kitchen. You just have to be willing to open your life and maybe your front door. Because ultimately, hospitality is not about perfection. It is about making space for people to feel seen, known, and loved by you, and ultimately by Jesus Christ. And if you think about it, that's exactly what God did for you. While you were still far off from Him, He welcomed you in. He didn't wait until you got your act together. He didn't demand a spotless heart or a clean spiritual resume. He just invited you to the table through the cross. So here's your encouragement for this week. Open your door, even if it's messy, even if it's awkward, and trust God to do what only He can do. Because what's on the other side of that invitation could actually be gospel transformation in someone's life. You're not just offering a meal, you are offering presence, love, and a glimpse of the kingdom of God. Well, that's all I have for you this week. Remember, as we sign off here, I always like to say this, you don't have to live sent, you get to. We'll see you next time.